Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, Steve here with today's podcast from Igniting Hope Ministries. Thank you for listening to this. And the title of today's message is Things Are Getting Better. You know, that's such a foreign thought to me for most of my Christian life. I actually believe things were getting worse. I would pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," in the prayer meeting, and believe that. But outside of the prayer meeting, I would believe that the devil was winning and the devil's kingdom was advancing. Now, that resulted from end time theology that actually believed that it was a good thing if things got worse. It developed from feasting on the news and the news media and just letting the fear of the future grip me. I had pessimism and dread. It resulted on an overemphasis on the devil and what he would do, and that he was always attacking people who were moving forward in the Lord, and therefore we should expect attack. We should expect difficult times, and not realizing that those beliefs were actually creating a negative future, because current beliefs create future experience. Now, I want to just say this, and I believe this is so crucial for every influencer, every church leader, every parent, that we need to believe things are getting better. Now, only those who would have a very short-term view on history would actually believe things are getting worse. I mean, even in the last 500 years of the Reformation, Martin Luther, in the beginning, the amount of improvement in society is dramatic. And even in the last 200 years, for instance, in 1820, 85% of people around the world were in poverty. Now it's about 20%. And certainly we're not satisfied with just 20%. We want it to go down more, but in just 200 years, the quality of life has improved. Infant mortality rate is way down. Longevity of life is way up. The abolition of slavery, or the recognition just by society in general that slavery is wrong, has happened in the last, 150, 200 years. And that was something that was prevalent in all of history of mankind. What an improvement. There's an improvement in women's rights. There's an improvement in literacy rates of people being educated. Things are getting better. When the kingdom advances, curses decrease. Curses like poverty, curses like sickness, curses like short lifespans. Those kind of things decrease. The kingdom is advancing. Now, let me just give you some stats even about what's happening concerning the gospel. In 1900, there were approximately 10 million Christians in Africa. By 2000, there were 360 million, 36 times more. And by 2025, conservative estimates see the number of Christians in Africa rising to 633 million. Wow! In China, in 1949, there were 1 million Protestant Christians in China. In the year 2010, there were 58 million. And it's believed the number of Protestant Christians in 2025 will swell to 160 million. So in about 75, 80 years, there's been a 160 times increase of Christians in China. Why do I say these things? And you know, I say it because We must believe things are getting better. Now, you may say, well, I don't know, you know, just the this and that. And all I'm saying to you is rethink that belief. Because if you're praying one thing and expecting another thing and thinking another thing is happening, you know, the nature of a stronghold, I love what Wendy teaches. The nature of a stronghold is that we're always looking for confirmation for what we already believe is true. So if we believe the world's getting worse, then we are going to constantly look for confirmation that the world is getting worse. And we're not even going to be notice the evidence that that's not true. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast from Igniting Hope Ministries. Remember this, our hopelessness about a problem is a bigger problem than the problem. Bless you. We look forward to having you join us again on another podcast.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.